or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. One of the remaining Supreme Court cases of the term is a biggie. It centers on a woman who wants to make wedding websites, but not for same-sex weddings. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The question presented in the Colorado web designer case is whether her First Amendment rights, specifically freedom of expression, and the right to not be compelled to speak in a way she disapproves, has more constitutional validity than the 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law, which protects same-sex marriage as a fundamental right to privacy.
Our Major Garrett with details on another high-profile case decided Thursday, where they struck down decades of legal precedent that allowed colleges and universities to consider race in admissions.
The decision was praised by most Republican primary contenders, chief among them former President Trump, who took credit for appointing three of the justices in today's conservative majority. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said she had benefited greatly from affirmative action and vowed to continue her work to build more minority inclusion in higher education.
Get ready for a whole lot of people trying to get away ahead of the 4th of July holiday. But correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us airlines are still trying to play catch up after almost a week of bad weather delays.
Reaccommodating people is going to be a challenge. That's why you're hearing people getting rebooked for Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. The other thing airlines can do is more proactively cancel. Cancel the flight early when they know there's going to be a problem so people don't get stranded at an airport.
Friday's expected to be the busiest travel day post-pandemic. Not everyone loves to see and hear the fireworks on the 4th of July.
July 4th fireworks can trigger trauma for some veterans. Marine veteran Eric Gieseman works as a veterans advocate in St. Paul, Minnesota.
The ones that crackle are the worst. That brings me back to playing, you know, sitting there playing rummy. You start taking small arms fire.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Hollywood actors and studios are waiting to hear if there is any news with their contracts or if they'll be hitting the picket line. KCAL TV's Tina Patel in Los Angeles says the deadline is here.
Union members already approved a strike authorization, so they could start their own picket lines as soon as this weekend. But Deadline's reporting that there may be an extension in contract talks that the two sides could keep negotiating until July 7th.
Another night of protests in France over the deadly police shooting of a 17-year-old. More than 400 people were arrested. The teen died after being shot by officers during a traffic stop on Tuesday. President Emmanuel Macron condemned the violence as unjustifiable. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras, Thompson and Knox. GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, 64 degrees, a mostly clear sky and light southwest wind. Mostly sunny, a bit hazy into your Friday, 89 degrees in the afternoon. We'll still be plenty warm on Saturday, mostly sunny at 87. We could see some thunderstorms, though, by Sunday. It's 66 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's expected to announce major decisions Friday on the student loan forgiveness program. Braxton Brewington with the Debt Collective.
There are a couple of plans for people to lower their payment, but those plans don't work very well at all. And that's why we have been calling on federal government to implement broader scale relief.
It is expected to be the busiest travel day before the July 4th holiday. AAA spokeswoman Ayixa Diaz on the best time to leave if you're driving Friday.
Try to leave either first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., hit the road, or if you can do it, wait until later in the evening after 6 p.m. to hit the road.
Nearly 51 million people will travel somewhere for the holiday. For some combat veterans, fireworks sound like small arms fire and can worsen PTSD symptoms. Marine vet Eric Giesman works as a veterans advocate in Minnesota.
The big booms, like they make me jump.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I would hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, 64 degrees, a mostly clear sky and light southwest wind. Mostly sunny, a bit hazy into your Friday, 89 degrees in the afternoon. We'll still be plenty warm on Saturday, mostly sunny at 87. We could see some thunderstorms, though, by Sunday. It's 66 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.